So now that we've completed one yajna, it can't be taken back. The damage is done. If you take a minute to meditate on what 31,900, is that right? 31,099 books looks like. It fills this room more than double, I think. And now all those books are out there somewhere. Once when Prabhupada was in a very Vira Ras mood, he was saying, because we were being attacked in different ways, and Prabhupada was saying that people were accusing the devotees of brainwashing. And Prabhupada, of course, was saying everyone's brain needs to be washed. It's full of cow dung. It needs to be washed. But Prabhupada then, later on, he said, the brainwashed books are already out. It's too late. He said you can bring big, big fire brigades, but the fire will act. It's already started. Devamrita Swami was telling us that when he first started going to Eastern Europe, it was very dangerous to bring in literature because literature changes people's minds, actually. The American Revolution, some historians say, was sparked by the writings in one pamphlet that was distributed from town to town. It was so well written and it was so inspirational that people rose up, even though they were outnumbered, and the American Revolution solidified. And Prabhupada told us many, many times that the communists were so expert at distributing literature that they took over whole states by their ideology and philosophy without even going there, just sending millions and millions of little pamphlets and booklets about their philosophy out to the people, and they would read them, become inspired. You've seen it in Bengal. We have an eyewitness.
In our school, they used to have Russian book exhibitions.
Is that right? And in the Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says, Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhadyavapyapi namanyanantasya shonkitanya shinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. That this Srimad Bhagavatam, this vibration, is coming down from the spiritual world, and it is meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. And it will be heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So make no mistake about it. We're waging revolution, actually. We want this. And the effective way of doing this is to distribute this knowledge to people, door to door, house to house. And now we've just completed this historic yajna here at ISV, again, breaking all records. And my heart is swelling with pride for the efforts of all the devotees here working together from the very beginning of October and in all the planning stages. And this is only representative of the last part of the year. Everyone's been going since January, actually. Every month is another marathon, getting ready for the next one. And this is doing this seva. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. By doing this kind of seva, one rises above the modes of material nature. Everyone has to do some kind of work in this world. Everyone has to move and pay their debt in this world. But those who latch on to the Sankirtan movement, they're the most intelligent. They reverse their karma. No one else can do this. It's impossible to get out of this material world unless one hooks on to the train of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Yes, Twindra Gopa Matavendra Mohosa Karma Bandanu Rupa Palabhajana Matunoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam Govinda Madi Purusham Tamahambhajami. Lord Brahma says everyone from Indra down to the tiny little insect is just being pushed along by karma, with no alternative to move in the way that they're dictated to by karma, except for one who's doing bhakti bhajan. And in the Kali Yuga, the only way to do perfect bhakti bhajan is to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to join the Panchatattva in their campaign going door to door, city to city, and to bring more and more and more people in to the chanting of Hare Krishna by distributing books, by distributing the holy names. This is the purifying process in the age of Kali. And everyone can feel it. When you perform the yajna, there's inspiration and purification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and gets us and brings us up. Someone in class asked, why is it so hard? How do we move forward in spiritual life? But when we perform the yajna, then it's not hard. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and gets us, and he elevates us, and he protects us in all ways. So I congratulate everyone for taking this seriously and dedicating your lives. There's some kind of momentum sweeping over ISV. I mean, we've all felt it, but it's getting out of hand. And I like it. And anything can happen. Anything can happen. I was just meditating the other day on how huge enterprises start. They don't start with huge capitalization. They don't start with, you know, the thing already in place. If you look, you'll see. There's studies have been done, actually, actual studies that show where corporations, big, huge enterprises came from. And they all come from the individual desire of people. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two together, sometimes it's a small group. And they start an idea. They start with an idea. And they have a burning desire. And they start pushing that. And it's compared to like a flywheel. You get it to go around one time, it takes all the effort, everyone, to get it to go one time, and you're pushing and pushing, and it can go for weeks, and it barely moves, and finally you get one rotation. And then you can get another. And another, and then finally you get five rotations, and then 10, and then 50, and then it starts to really go around without your own effort, and starts to go thousands of revolutions per minute. And that's how they go, step by step, with one person at a time. And so that's what we're doing here. There's no end to it, but we like to measure and see how we're increasing, because this is not possible without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every single person in this community who's working and communicating and working together in any way, we're one huge team, is reaping the benefit of this. I was just doing some research about some of the language in the Shastras about how the mercy comes. And over the word poor is used, that it's poured down upon us. The Goswamis were expert in pouring songs about Govinda to purify the souls of the world. And Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he cut a channel into the dam of bhakti. The bhakti had been dammed up, but he cut a channel and let the flow come through, and it poured out onto everyone. Over and over, this phrase is used. So everyone who's in the vicinity and who's grabbing onto some service here at ISV, which has this purpose of expanding unlimitedly the mercy of Krishna to this world, is getting this benefit. And it's indelible. It'll go, it's eternal. The benefit that you're getting from doing this service is eternal. So we have only one direction to go from here. And it's up. We have to come together sometime soon and talk about 2011. I have some other really great news, and that is from Toronto, our sister temple. And they had a huge, huge marathon and a great year. They're getting started there. They started a couple of years ago. They were doing, you know, like 1,000 books a year. And just this year, they set a goal to do 20,000 books. And they did it. And they surpassed the 20,000. Hare Krishna. They're following all of you. They're following exactly what you do here. You can look and see. I can send you all so they're doing the system, and it's working. And now they had a goal of 5,000 books for the marathon, and they did over 6,000. And they're on the, you can tell from the letters they're writing. I'll send it out to everybody tomorrow. But they're on the spiritual platform. They're tasting this nectar of service to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. That is the way to go to Vrindavan, is this menial service, this working hard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you serve his lotus feet, automatically love for Radha and Krishna come from within the heart. There's no other way to get into Vrindavan except for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So on that note, I'm going to UK this weekend, and it's your fault because of the big scores you're making here. They want to know what you're all doing. So they invited me to come to come to the UK to address they have a council that comes together from all across the United Kingdom to talk about, you know, how to increase and do Sankirtan and everything. They wanted me to come and talk to them. And also they have a fledgling a monthly Sankirtan festival and weekend warrior program going there. So I'm going to go and talk to them, and we're going to have a 4 or 5 day program there in UK, and I'll tell them what you're doing. So please take stock in what you've done this year. It's important to stop and think about how 2010 went. Sometimes we're always forward-looking, the next thing. But if you take a minute, just take out a legal pad when you get home or tomorrow and write down everything good that happened to you in 2010. All the devotional service that you did, all of the advancement that you made, and you'll feel so happy because the pad, you'll run out of one page, then you go on to the next page. And that will give you momentum to think about what to do in 2011. Hare Krishna. I can't thank you enough. I don't have to thank you because this, you're going on your own taste and volition, but I'm practically, I'm feeling intense ecstasy from this last monthly Sankirtan festival and how everyone worked together and how it came out. So congratulations to all of you, Hare Krishna. And now we really, really have to think big for 2011. Starting pretty much right away. Hare Krishna. Are there any new guests here tonight? Anyone here for the first time? Did the brahmacharis escape? You're here for the first time. If we give you a microphone, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. This is being broadcast internationally. Everyone would like to know.
Myself, Chintan Anand.
What is your name?
Chintan Anand.
Chintan Anand.
Yeah, Chintan Anand.
Beautiful name.
Yeah. So 2 months back, I raised here in San Jose. So he's my friend, and I came to know like this is it's a great pleasure for me to come here and join you all.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Your name suits you. You look like Anand.
Thank you.
My name is Sandeep, and I'm here on the request of Arvind, and I really enjoy...
You hear what?
I'm here through Arvind.
Oh, you're with here with Arvind.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed being among so many devotees of Lord Krishna.
Do you live in the area?
Yeah. I live close by, yeah.
Thank you for coming. Please come back. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Anyone else? I wanted to introduce you to the brahmacharis that were here, but you may have seen that we're all the time in, near the top, where we were at the top last month, but RVC, which is the Rupanuga Vedic College traveling party, is always a couple steps ahead of us. And those three devotees that were here were one of the traveling parties from the RVC. And they'll be staying overnight here. They have a couple of traveling parties, and they go out and they work all the time just on the road. They just travel around and they distribute books every day. Would anybody like to join them? You think? Any hands? Well, we have, there's plans in the work for getting our own traveling vehicle, actually. We have a brahmachari coming here who wants to dedicate himself to traveling Sankirtan. And we'll be getting a traveling vehicle to go up, patrol up and down Northern California and do little festivals and also distribute tons of books everywhere we go. So he'll be coming here right after the Mayapur Festival, and he'll go out with RVC, a traveling party, for a little while with Madhukari, and then come back here, and we'll start our own traveling Sankirtan party. At least that's the plan for now, because I figured that what could push us over the top is a couple of traveling Sankirtan vehicles. And it'll be a good experience. Multiple flows of distribution. Cooking volunteers today, Bishwa Prabhu and Rupali Mataji. Hari Bol. And look at this cleaning crew. Cleaning volunteers today. Well, we have Ramananda Sakar Prabhu and, yes.
We have few more who are pretty much here on every Wednesday to help with the cleaning. They are Tirtha Prabhu, Supritha Mataji, and Nilesh Prabhu.
Hari Bol. And we have service opportunities open to everyone. So if you'd like to help clean, today's verse and purport was about cleanliness. So if you'd like to clean your heart, you can also join the cleaning crew and help to clean. Any other announcements or proclamations? Interesting realizations? Complaints?
I have one question, which I wanted to ask in the class, but I didn't get a chance. This is Krishna's having his original form, which came up during the class. Since Krishna is all-powerful, he can assume any form he wants. Thus, the original form that we talk about is really his original form, or he assumed one very beautiful form and he called it as original.
Well, that is his original form, Anadir Adi Govinda. So, Anadir Adir. It's the original form. And Krishna has unlimited forms. His forms are there to accommodate his reciprocation with his devotees. Krishna's Hari Bhakta Vatsal. He appears in different ways in order to reciprocate love with his devotees, and Krishna is the supreme form for reciprocating love with his devotees in Vrindavan, spontaneous love. Therefore, from the point of view of the Goswamis, and also, of course, this is in Shastra, but Krishna's form in Vrindavan, his youthful form, Kishore form, is the most perfect form. There's perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. Hare Krishna.